This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? Alright, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Sometimes you need nuance with a side of good news only.
Today we're talking moderate victories and bipartisan leadership. Thank you, universe.
This is Sarah from the left.
And Beth from the right.
And you're listening to Pantsuit Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance.
Welcome to The Briefcase. Before we get started, we wanted to thank everyone who has submitted What Pantsuit Politics Means to Me responses. I basically just sit at my desk and cry. If you'd like to be a part of this DNC giveaway, let us know by this Sunday, August 7th at midnight, and submit What Pantsuit Politics Means to you, and we'll send you a little souvenir from the convention. We'll choose the best responses and mail it directly to you. Also, there are very few t-shirts left. If you're interested in having a Pantsuit Politics t-shirt, and it's still free shipping, and go to pantsuitpoliticsshow.com to check that out or become a supporter of the show.
Many of you have noticed our new music for season 2. This music was composed, performed, and produced by our seriously multi-talented listener, Dante Lima.
Listener isn't good enough. We need a new word. Fan, bestie, I don't know.
It's something, and multi-talented really isn't good enough either, because this guy can really do everything. But I want to tell you a little bit about Dante's album, Year of the Ox. He wrote it over a 3-year period and recorded it in his home state of Florida. His debut album spans a decade-long personal journey through the struggles and triumphs of love, adulthood, marriage, and vice. It draws influences from the American music canon, from country and folk to blues and rock and roll, and pays respect to the personalized story storytelling traditions of those genres. So you can stream or download the album, and it's fantastic. You have to, at dantelima.bandcamp.com. You'll find the links in the show notes. Dante has this on a pay what you like model, and I want to tell you that he has given us all kinds of music to use in the show just to support the show. So I really hope that you will help us in supporting his musical journey as well. We're also going to link an interview with him about the making of this album in our show notes. And just a huge thank you to Dante for the really enriching music that he's given us to use, not only for our intro and outro music, but also throughout the show. So just keep your ears open. All of the good stuff that you're going to hear this season will be from him. So moving on to our Friday feedback, we got a note from Amanda that really made me laugh. She said that she's completely lost her nuance about Donald Trump. He's no longer worthy of nuance. And now she, as a staunch liberal, finds herself in the unusual position of rooting for the Republican Party to get him off the ticket. So yeah. it was a really funny email. So her question for us is whether we think the Hillary Clinton campaign is going to follow the get out the vote playbook from President Obama's team, and that volunteering with her campaign would be effective. Or do they need to pivot in some way against what she terms this crazy-making type of opponent to capture voters in a different way?
Well, and I think you saw some of that pivot. We talked about it at the convention, reaching out to Republicans, reaching out to independents through Michael Bloomberg. I mean, it's funny. Sometimes I think the universe sent some kind of grand experiment or psychological test for me that we started this podcast in which we're really trying to be reasonable and nuanced, and then send us Donald Trump, who has experienced some sort of brain malfunction in the last couple days, and is really just pushing the boundaries of decency and humanness. And so I wonder, you know, as you see more people like Meg Whitman and more Republicans come out and say, I just can't. If a Hillary campaign will do something following sort of in Obama's lead of he's just unfit. We don't mind having a worthy opponent. We don't want one that's unfit to be president. So it'll be interesting if he continues his sort of breakdown. I think that could definitely become a thing.
Amanda, I love that you want to volunteer with the campaign and would always encourage that. What the strategy will be, I think, is going to be the kitchen sink. I think they will do what President Obama's team did. I mean, you have a lot of the same players involved, and it was certainly effective. The challenge, I think, is that there are a couple of things going on that I can lose sight of when I'm in sort of the convention bubble that we've been in for a couple of weeks. You know, as I've come back and talked to people about our experiences and listened to their perception of our episodes, you know, we really pushed some people's boundaries on the Hillary Clinton love, because it's easy to forget how intensely disliked she is by a lot of the population. Even a lot of the population that cannot stomach Donald Trump really dislikes Hillary Clinton. And that's something that is so easy to lose touch with very quickly, especially as Donald Trump continues this downward spiral. The other thing that I think is happening that it's easy to lose sight of is, in some kind of weird way, continuing the weird rise of Donald Trump, all of these folks lining up behind him, the Meg Whitmans of the world, as much as I admire and celebrate that and think it's the right thing to do, there are people who just say, see, I told you, all of the elites, all of the globalists, you know what I mean? There, in some ways, it solidifies a portion of his support. And so I think you are right, Amanda, to say, how can I help? Because as much as this feels over to a lot of people, it's far from over. And so I think keeping your foot on the gas and keeping your eye on what moves the candidacies that you support forward is really important.
And also, we had a listener, Annie, write in and ask about, Annie is also one of my dearest friends, P.S., a list of episodes from season one, maybe like Beth's best moment or my best moment or best bipartisan episode. So we will try to get that together and put it up on our blog.
We have a lot of good news to cover today. We're just going to leave the race behind, because another piece of feedback we got from Andrew is like, I need a break from Clinton and Trump. They're both just wearing me out. And you know what? Sometimes we all need a break. So let's talk about some good stuff. A couple of listeners, Nancy and Bren, sent us this article about Kansas moderate Republicans sweeping the Kansas primaries. And let me just tell you that being able to see people stand up and say, yep, I'm a moderate Republican, does my heart so much good. So a number of Republicans beat their incumbent, more conservative challenges, and the press is covering this as a rejection of Sam Brownback, the governor of Kansas, who has been a very impactful governor, should we say, in probably a negative way for the state. I could foresee something similar happening down the road here in Kentucky.
And I think it reminds me of the primary where the Democrats all did really, really well right after Bevin came to, was elected. It sort of felt like the voters were like, well, we need to check on this. We need to check on this governor, basically.
And to have enough nuance to see that check come in the form of moderates from the same party really makes me excited. So I hope this is the beginning of a wave of moderate Republicans kind of rising up into leadership throughout the country. We also have good news that Congress is actually getting something done. The House has passed measures to reform the United States Postal Service. Now, that is not like, you know, the sexiest of stories, but it's really important. A ton of people are employed by the Postal Service. It impacts all kinds of business and commerce. There were some controversial provisions here. So what happened in large part is that there are a number of unfunded liabilities for the United States Postal Service. So lots of measures coming together, including, I think the most controversial was a provision requiring Postal Service workers who have paid into Medicare to go on to Medicare at age 65. And that's always, healthcare in general is a difficult subject, but that should be a very effective way to help reduce some of these unfunded liabilities. So good news, you had a mixed bag of people working together on this, which was nice to see. Peter Welch, who's a Democrat from Vermont, Jason Chaffetz, Republican from Utah. It's a good group of legislators. Brenda Lawrence, I want to make sure I mention everyone. She's a Democrat from Michigan. Lots of good work. And, you know, the people covering this have noted that the House is really patting itself on the back about this. But they should, because something got done. Hooray.
It's always good. Especially because the United States Postal Service, it affects every single one of our lives on the daily. It doesn't seem like it does. It doesn't seem as sexy as, Obamacare. But, man, I go to the post office all the time. And if it's not functioning well, I know we felt the direct impact of sort of postal problems, in particular our local processing plant closed, and now all of our mail has to go to Evansville. That's a total pain in the butt.
Yeah, it's there was a Democrat from Virginia, Jerry Connolly, who compared this passage of the bill to the choosing of a pope. Because he said, we have a postal reform bill. Thanks be to God. Like, it's just time. It was time to fix this, because it does. And not just on a personal level, but on a business level. I mean, the Postal Service is really, really important. So happy to see this happen.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit. We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw wild grain, which is bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less. No thawing required. You can fully customize your wild grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special, and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit, or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful, Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day, Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so, so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I also wanted to highlight some good work from Senators Tim Scott and Scott Lankford. There is a great piece in Time magazine from the two of them talking about what they're terming Solution Sundays. And really, more than anything, this is about the conversation on race in the United States. And their editorial points out that we've gotten into this really unfortunate and damaging position of thinking that you either support the police or you support Black lives. And that's just not the case. It's a piece that reinforces all of the discussions that we've been having about the tension between police and the Black Lives Matter movement. And they point out some legislative work that's being done to address these issues. But then they say, look, the real change in this country is not going to come from legislation. It is going to come from people talking to each other about these issues. And they've coined this phrase, Solution Sundays, to talk about how we should use Sundays. We should just make a commitment in this country on Sundays to sit down and eat with people who are different than we are. Because when you share a meal with someone, you make a connection that is unlike any other connection. And when you look at studies that pose this question, very few people have hosted in their homes people of the other race of other races to sit and eat with them, which was just jaw-dropping for me to think about that. So I love this effort. I love the idea of leading without necessarily legislating, like that they're saying, we're going to use this incredible platform we have as United States senators to talk about these issues, even though we don't have a bill to propose that's going to fix it right away.
Yeah, I think that's so wonderful. I've talked about this on the podcast before. We had a meeting in sort of a racial equality forum in Paducah. And one of our local ministers said the exact same thing. Like, basically, like, we can have these talks and we can talk about solutions, but, you know, how often do you sit down and break bread with somebody different from you and learn from you? And we have one of those groups in Paducah that's been, I've only been a couple times, but we have a racial unity group in which, you know, we all sit around and we eat and we talk about hard things and we talk about our lives and how these big political issues have impacted us personally. Because that's really what it is. It's not a debate when you're sitting with somebody like that. It's just listening and learning not just their opinions, but why they feel that way and what the impact in their personal lives. And that's really changes everything when you talk about issues like that in a personal manner.
So the last thing that I thought we could highlight, Sarah, is that Massachusetts, where Charlie Baker and all of the folks in Massachusetts just keep doing good work, passed an equal pay law at the state level on a bipartisan basis.
Amazing. Keep it up, Massachusetts. So great.
How great are they doing in Massachusetts? It's wonderful. So this bill allows employees to freely discuss their salaries with coworkers. That's more important than it sounds, because the number of people who are fired because they're having these conversations with coworkers is higher than we would think. And I think it's a great thing. You know, we talk about this all the time. Transparency, sunlight solves a lot of problems, right? So employees are free to do that now. Employers are prohibited from requiring applicants to provide salary history before receiving a formal job offer. Another really good provision, I think. And then the Attorney General is authorized to issue regulations interpreting and applying this expanded law. It does allow employers to take into account attributes of an applicant when determining variations in pay, including experience, education, training, and then, you know, quantifiable measures of productivity, which it needs to, right? There should be some discretion on the part of an employer, because all workers are different and provide different types of value. But this is a step towards closing that pay gap. And I think a good one, a thoughtful one, the kind of legislation that results from bipartisan efforts.
Well, and that's the awesome, you know, there was a speaker at the DNC, and I remember reading about this story, and I was so excited to see them speaking. It was a young girl, a teenage girl, who I think she was a pizza delivery person, and she discussed her salary with a male coworker and then got fired for it. But on the upside, she got to come to the DNC and talk about how important it is to share salaries. And, you know, I think this is important. I spoke at one of a sort of a racial justice thing we had at the park in Paducah, and I said the same thing about race. You know, like, if we want to make a difference, we have to do hard things, like maybe sometimes sharing our salary in really smart ways so we don't get fired. But even better would be protection, so that people know if they're being paid fairly and with regards to people of other races and people of other genders. So I think this is fantastic.
And look, it's hard. You know, as a person who's been involved in setting compensation for a number of years now, and I think I've said this on the podcast before, you're never going to look at a schedule of salaries and say, oh yeah, that seems right. I mean, it's a hard exercise, and the balance between the value someone provides versus the longevity of that person's career with your company. I mean, there's so many factors that you're constantly weighing, and people are competitive, and people are varying degrees of confident or secure with their positions, and what matters to them differs. So setting compensation is really, really hard. It is so much harder than I think it seems like it should be if you've never been involved in the process. So I understand the difficulty with having employees running around talking about what they make. However, we just don't get this problem solved if you can fire people for having that discussion.
I have another piece of good news. It's going to sound weird, but if you're a person who beats yourself up for not flossing, good news, everybody. There's apparently no science that flossing is good for you. Did you see this in the news?
I did. And you know what? I'm kind of mad about it, because I'm such a committed flosser.
I am too. And I'm trying to make my peace with the fact that maybe, you know, I went to the dentist about, oh gosh, in law school, and they gave me a C. And probably not surprisingly, this was incredibly traumatizing for me. And they had me floss every meal, and I finally got back to an A. And now I floss every night religiously. So I read this, and I'm like, so in some ways I'm like, ugh, I've been doing this for years. So like devotedly, and there's no science that flossing is really good for you. But then also, I'm terrible about making my kids floss, and let's just be honest, brush their teeth a lot of the nights. So then I felt better about that. At least I'm not letting my children down in some massive way. So it sort of evened out.
I feel like I'm going to have to continue flossing, though, because it's just a part of my life, you know? And
my teeth feel gross when I don't do it now. I'm so, like, used to it.
I agree. But anything that takes some pressure off, we count as good news.
Well, and I count it as good news every time some medical industry or subset will just admit that they have no science. Like, apparently there's just no peer-reviewed science. Like, just sometimes we need to come out and just be like, hey, you guys, you know, we've been telling you to do this for a long time. We really had no reason, no basis for this. Or just admitting that, like, these, you know, sometimes there's just so much invested in them. I feel like this happens in obstetrics. They have new science, but, like, everybody just keeps doing it. So I think it's always a really good thing when they'll come out and be like, hey, we know we told everybody and their mama to do this, but we really have no evidence for it. So if you want to stop, you can. So don't feel guilty anymore if you don't floss.
Yes, ending the floss shaming
is ending positive. It's always good. It's always good.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Pantsuit Politics. We will be back with you on Tuesday for a discussion of... Sarah, I want to think about how we say this, but I think we're going to call it the politics of resentment. And chatting a little bit about...
You don't want to call it shut up white guys?
I feel like that lacks some nuance. So we're going to talk about the politics of resentment. A number of you have already sent us think pieces on this subject. And so we're going to get into some of those pieces and our own perspectives. So we'll talk with you then. Until then, your iTunes reviews mean the world to us. Thank you for doing that, and please keep it up. It really does help new people find Pantsuit Politics. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and until next week, keep it nuanced.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I'm 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
There's not much worse than a dry and itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.